Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Welcome to the WordPress Speakeasy. It's episode 524, and we have plugins for quotes, draft site building, graphic passwords, query monitoring, WooCommerce, user feedback, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gem? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlooking beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever-lovely...
Amber Overall.
And we have a great show for you today. It is, a new day is dawning, so prepare yourself for the change. Before I get started too far, you do want to hang around for the end of the show, our Q&A segment with Amber. It's a really great time. She often brings up some really incredibly insane questions that I just look at and go, really? Really? Why? At any rate, we do split that, though. Only half the questions end up here on the regular podcast. If you want to hear it all, you got to go over to the YouTube stream or re-listen to whatever's at the end of the YouTube stream. Or, hey, just join us live and catch it all. We're live every Tuesday at noon on YouTube. So make sure you go check it all out. With all of that being said, I am often told to just...
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
Yeah, still not sick of that clip.
No, of course not.
So this is number 31 of 52 episodes for 2021. It's episode 524. And we seem to be having another heat wave rolling over us. Yay!
That's but... Okay. Nice.
It's except not nearly as bad as the last one, though.
Except when I got to close the door because they're chainsawing outside. It caused the inside of the apartment to get hotter.
Yeah, apartments do tend to hold heat way better than houses. So at least this one isn't nearly as bad. It's only supposed to get to like 30 versus the 42 it got to last time. Hopefully it sticks around 30. Now, hopefully also everyone out there keeps themselves well hydrated. Remember to drink the water before you get thirsty. Otherwise, you'll get dehydrated. And if you are going to get out there to try and enjoy the last burst of heat before the autumn winds come rolling through to chill us to our bones, make sure you drink extra water. Sun or shine, we will still be here. And I had an idea. If anybody out there would like to have a rant thrown up and put in the place of my rant here, send it in to me. I'll happily replace my little ranty area with something someone out there wants to say. No problem. Remember to find yourself a little time to chill out every day, whether it's classical music and a glass of wine, or biking through the hills at breakneck speeds. We all need a break from the world and its craziness. And we all benefit from turning off that media for about an hour a day. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Absolutely.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet. Shut up! Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
With Amber.
I really do love the clips that he sent in.
Yes, they're great clips. We just got to get them modified for you.
All right, so the news this week starts out with a couple of things sent in by listeners. The first one is Android Trojan hits 140 countries, 10,000 victims through social media hijacking. So my little blurb that I wrote on this is the Trojan is named Flytrap by the Zimperium researchers and has been able to spread through social media hijacking, third-party app stores, and side-loaded applications since March. They're doing this through things like Facebook offering Netflix coupons and Google AdWords coupons and getting people to click on the offer, and there they go. They're in.
Good old social engineering.
Yep.
Works every time. Works better than actually hacking your way in. Social engineering is so much more efficient.
Oh, Henry said something about water. If you drink more water than normal because of the heat, remember to also have more salt. Yes, that is a very good point.
You do need more salt. Do need your
lemonade,
salt.
Lemonade is a great way to hide the salt. I put a pretty large, like surprisingly large amount of salt into the lemonade I make for the kids. They don't notice. So the next one I have here is how to protect WordPress against site injection attacks, three ways. And this is a great article. What it does is it first introduces you to what a site injection is and then goes through and gives you the three best ways to protect your WordPress site against them. Now, for people who've been in this for a little bit now, they're pretty much common sense things, but for people who are still pretty new, they're good to know.
Yeah, you want to keep your WordPress core up to date. Use a web application firewall. Yeah, that helps. WordFence is pretty good. I do like it. And sanitize your data.
Yeah, that's something I'd never actually heard of until I read this. Sanitization of data.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a really great cartoon out there for those that do database stuff. It's a school calling call him up, and they go, did you really name your kid? I forget the little symbols, delete student databases or something. And they said, yes, yes, we did. Now you will know better to sanitize your data or your sanitize your inputs.
All right, so the next one I have up is Elastic makes clients' libraries incompatible with Amazon-led open source fork. So I had a bit of a hard time understanding this. I think I kind of stepped into middle of a battle between these two companies. So it's kind of where chaos is at its biggest. But I think what if I'm understanding it correctly, Elastic made a change to its core product when they relicensed it, making it so it no longer open source. There seems to be it seems like they share some of the same open source coding.
Yeah.
Elastic also added in a Python update to perform an API request that will verify connection to Elasticsearch, and then it raises an error if it does not receive the proper response.
Okay.
So there's a bit of an issue. Like if you're going to Amazon and you're trying to use the search function and you still have Elastic, I guess you're going to get a fail thing because it's no longer working for Amazon, and it's, like I said, it's a little confusing, but probably if you either have heard of it already or if you use Amazon or Elasticsearch, this would be a good thing to look at. Maybe go through the links that are in this thing so you can maybe get a better idea than what I can give you.
Okay. It sounds like it's what it's going to be dealing with is search plugins or other things that depend on open source libraries, and Elastic, obviously a creator of what once was an open source project, decided to close source it and make it so they could try to sell it and make more money on it. And then Amazon has forked the last open source version of it. And it sounds like there's a confusion out there on the internet on what's using what. So,
okay.
So this would be more around the lines of what I'm reading here, more around the lines of if you're using a WordPress plugin, well, here you go, the 6,000 use of the Elastic WordPress plugin. There's a plugin that Elastic created, which obviously they're wanting to make some money off of, which, you know, you can't blame them because open source is great, but people don't like to pay for it. So.
I feel like I stepped into the middle of the battle and I'm trying to make sense of the chaos.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what it is. That is it. But I'm just guesstimating just by quickly skimming through the article and seeing what they're talking about. So.
Yeah. By the way, Hemdian said XKCD.
Or
ABCDE, I guess was the kid's name in the joke.
Oh, yeah. No. I'd have to look that joke up. It's really quite interesting because, you know, once the school put his name into the database, it wiped out the entire student database because it was drop tables. Drop tables was in there. It was like putting an SQL command. It was basically typing in a MySQL command into the entry field. And if you don't have proper functions, you type a MySQL command, you can wipe out your database.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe we can find that and throw it in the next newsletter.
Yeah, we'll see what we can
do. That'd be cool. Okay, so the next one I have here is Block Visibility Pro expands upon its free version. From e-commerce integration to location-based controls, there is a whole lot that these guys have tacked onto the free version, which I think that's pretty cool, man. I've never seen any plugin expand on their free version. I've only ever seen them expand on their pro version. So,
yeah, well, that's nice.
They do also add things to their pro version, but still, added to free too, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and Automatic releases Quadrat, a block-based podcasting WordPress theme, which it looks pretty cool. I'd like to check it out. Might be something worth looking into if you have a podcast that you're doing regularly.
Yep, and if that's all you really got going on your site. And be careful about these specialized themes. I've tried them over time. If you expand your site, sometimes specialized themes don't work for the other stuff you want to do.
Still worth checking out. Seems like a pretty neat idea.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a great idea. Okay, and I do have one piece of news here for us. It's actually a YouTube video. We're not going to play it. But it's a good YouTube video, worth watching. It comes from Brainstorm Force, the creators of Astra, the Astra theme. And they've done a nice long video here busting the 6 top myths in WordPress. And this includes the high resolution images, the sitemap plugin, the updates related, the fast website ranks better, and then all hosts are the same. So, you know, there's several different myths in here. There's one here about the plugins, about the number of plugins. You know, the myth about how many plugins is too many plugins. So there's it's a really good video to watch. I watched it the other day and it's like, yeah, okay, they got it right. So go check that video out. It's well worth the time.
Nice. And then for the extras, which if anybody out there, people can check out the extras on our Facebook or Twitter page. And if anybody finds something interesting they'd like to send in to me, again, feel free, amber@wppro.ca. What I have in here are things like, is WordPress development really all that hard to get into today? This is an article written from the writer's perspective, and he's been in it for about 15, 20 years. And rise and fall of WordPress over 2021 so far, just looking at the revenue in and output of WordPress. Tips Tuesday, and something I thought was really cool. Quantum Computing Labs may have created the world's first time crystal inside a quantum computer. Hmm. I just think this is really cool, and so I figured I'd share it with everyone.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, there's a whole bunch more in the extras, so go and check it out.
Alrighty, well, let's rock on through to where we like to acknowledge the time, talent, and treasure for the show.
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. This is where we like to acknowledge everyone who donates time, talent, or treasure to our show. We like to first start out by acknowledging those that have donated time to our show. And in this particular process, the artists who keep creating great artwork. I did not have to create the artwork this week. Thank you to Greg from Greg's Graphics. We really greatly appreciate you, Greg, for creating us a couple more images. And this one here, I just found to be just cool. You know, it just said WordPress speakeasy to me, you know. You know, go tap on the door, say the right plugin name, let you in. Yeah, you know, it's really kind of cool. It's a really great piece of art. They created a fluorescent tube sign. What are those old-time signs called? They're fluorescent tubes, but there's a specific name for them.
There is?
Yeah, there is. Huh. At any rate, fluorescent tube sign, and then the painted logos, took the logos and made them look like they were painted onto the brick walls. It's like really great work on this piece of artwork, and the red theme, I really like. It's the red light district. That could have been the other thing, the WordPress red light district. That would have been a great
time. Yeah, I don't think YouTube would appreciate it, though.
Well, you know, it depends on how they interpret red light district.
Neon sign.
Neon sign, that's it. Neon signs. Thank you. So, yeah, and really great piece of art. Thanks, Greg, from Greg's Graphics. We got links to his website here in the site here. Go check him out. He produces a lot of great graphic, does photo retouching and graphic services in the Dallas area. So thanks a lot, Greg. Greatly appreciate your time on the show and supporting us with artwork every week. So we have a new piece of art every week for the show. All right, executive producers, this is where we like to acknowledge those that contribute their treasure. We haven't had anyone contribute any significant treasure in a while. If you contribute $50 or more, you get a show note read out, whatever you want to say in it, linked to wherever you want it to go to, all read out and linked in the show notes. So, hey, $50 or more is all it costs to, you know, get yourself read out and acknowledged on the show as an executive producer. Plus, you get an executive producer credit you can use anywhere, which is a really bonus. Promotions, executive producer credits, hey, you know, use them any way you want. But we do like to thank, there's a few people that donate a few bucks here and there, you know, $5, $10 here once a month, you know, once a week. There's a few of you out there. Thank you very much to those of you that contribute in that small manner to the show. We greatly appreciate it. It does help out. And for those of you who hire us because you've been listening to the show, hire us to do either web development design, WordPress design, or WordPress hosting, hey, we thank you very much. That's just as good as supporting the show. So thank you very much for all of that. And we'll talk a bit later about contributing time to the show. And we can take time in many ways, but in one particular way right now, we'll talk about it in a little bit. All right, it is time for us to dive into the area that everyone shows up for, into the depths of plugin depravity. All right. Classic Press options. We have one thing from Classic Press this week. We have a post from a new Classic Press user who had migrated from WordPress 5.7 to 5.8. Their site sort of broke on them, and then they decided to migrate to Classic Press. So they decided to write an article about the process. It's an interesting article. If you're considering going down that path, you might want to check out this article to see what the person ran into, what kind of issues they had. Any, if any, you know, something that could be very useful and helpful to those out there that are looking to move along. And it looks like there are a couple of things. There's a couple of chunks of code in here that were used. Obviously, I'm just skimming the article. So go check this article out, and it could help you out. And if you happen to be a Classic Press user out there and you find great stuff for us, feel free to send it in to us. You can send it to John at wppro.ca or send it over to Amber at amber@wppro.ca. All right, WordPress plugins. What do we have this week for WordPress plugins? Well, the first one I've got for you here is called Query Monitor. This is one for those of you who are developing or diagnosing or debugging a WordPress website and you're looking to find out what's going on in that site. What's happening? If it's running slow, you're trying to make it faster. What's happening? How many database queries are happening? What PHP errors are happening? Hooks, actions, block editor blocks, enqueued scripts, style sheets, HTTP calls, API calls, and more. This is a really big plugin that will help you find out what's going on, what's slowing you down, what's breaking, what's not working. It basically just monitors what the site's doing every time it loads a page, and you get that information so you can then go determine the best way to attack and solve the problem that's being created. Really great, useful, free tool that you can use to help your site out. It's called Query Monitor, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating.
That sounds awesome. The first one I've got is Recently Viewed Products for WooCommerce. Now, this is actually really interesting. It's still a pretty new one. And what it does is it brings up the most recently viewed products on your WooCommerce store, sorted by user. You will see the items on the product page, the shop page, and on the cart page. And bonus, if a user is not logged in, a cookie is created to keep the ID of the item browsed, so you can still see which items were browsed even when the person hasn't logged in. I like the fact that it keeps a cookie just of the item, not of the person or anything. And you'll find the plugin settings under WooCommerce menu option. And you can set it up so that it has however many recently viewed items you want to see, whether you see before or after related product, and whether or not you want to see them in the shop page and cart page. So it has options where you can click shop page or cart page or all of them. There is a short code that they give you so that you can see these items in more places on your site as well. So they make it pretty easy. This seems like it might be very useful for people who need to get a better idea on which products they have that are more interesting, which ones people want more, so on and so forth. Yeah. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Absolutely. Could also help you create upsells for people.
Yeah, that too.
I'm going to have to look into this one. This one does look like it could be useful for the tavern. All right, the next one I have for you here is called Get a Quote for WordPress. This one here is basically it creates a quote page that you can set up. If you have a WordPress business, a hosting business, a lawn care business, you know, any sort of business where people are always asking for quotes before they buy from you, you could set this up on your site. It creates a quote page that people can fill out their name, information, you know, what they're looking for. You can add it, you can add or remove fields for people to fill out on the forms on it. It will automatically send you an email. When you send an email back, it goes through the system so it gets tracked. So it's a way to track and make sure you're paying attention to the quotes that you sent out versus the old-fashioned way. I sent out a quote. Oh, God, where'd it go? It's in the outbox somewhere. So you got to go search for it. This is a nice way to track everything along your way and get better feedback and maybe better response from your visitors or your prospective new clients on your site. Decent little free plugin. Go check this one out. I like it. It seems to work very, very well. So I give it a 5 dragon rating.
Honestly, I love sites that have Get a Quote. Yeah. It makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
So the next one I have is Draft Website Builder. This is also a fairly fresh addition to the plugin world. It's for Gutenberg. And it seems like a pretty good idea. What it does is it gives you more maneuverability, more responsiveness. In the free version, it gives you responsiveness to margin, padding, display, and flex spaces. And if you're willing to go pro, there are like 100 more things it can do for you. Now, from my own experiences so far with playing around with Gutenberg, even the free version will help you out to help you with Gutenberg, because I'm finding Gutenberg is a little stiff. Is a good way for me to put it, I think. My issue with this is, you see how many more options I have there?
Mm-hmm.
I personally think, like, I get that they have to make money, but I personally think that if they added, like, a little more in min, max, grid, and container options or something like that, just a few more options in the free version, then they would actually manage to hook the users of this plugin in the free version to the point where they can't live without it.
Yeah.
And then once the person is hooked that well, then they start charging for it. That's my personal thing, because honestly, when I was looking at it and I saw how much more options there was in pro, I felt a little cheated in the free version. I got frustrated. So my suggestion to the plugin developers is, you know, get a few more things in the free version, hook them really well, and then charge them for it. So I rate it at 3.5 dragons.
3.5. You're breaking the pattern. Yeah. We've never allowed half once here before. Look at you.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Never used half. Never well, ever used half. It's either been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, well then I guess I'll change it to a 4.
Okay. Yeah, half is cheating.
What?
That's all right. The way I've always looked at it.
Okay, what if I make it 3.75?
Okay, you're really pushing it now, kid.
All right, 4 it is then.
All right. The last one I have for you here today is called Admin Graphic Password. So if you love those images from the Google CAPTCHA, you know, this is not quite the same, but it's along the same idea. This is a way to beef up the security of your WordPress login. So what you get to do with this one, and it does seem kind of a cool thing to do, although I can see a few problems down the line with it. Load your image, whatever image you want to be. It grids out that image for you, and then you select the image, the blocks from that image that have to be selected as your password addition. So you could expect something like this here, where you just select a V. You select the blocks that form a V. And then when you go to log in, it asks for your login on it. And then below that, it asks you to choose the bright blocks on the images into your visual password. Kind of a cool idea. I think it's kind of neat. It has potential. It's a really great plugin. It seems to work all right. But, you know, down the line, I can see, oh, God, I forgot. Which way did I do this again? And you forget how to get into your own site because, you know, people's attention spans are worse than a goldfish.
Yeah.
So I can see that being a problem. And then you'd have to go in and manually turn the plugin off so you can access your site. But other than that, I think it's a really great idea. And it is something that could help expand it out. Now, then the great thing is you can upload any image you want in there. You know, put your own images up here. So, other than that, really great thing. And I'm going to give this one a 5 dragon rating. Go check it out, the admin graphic password.
That does seem really cool. It'd be really, really sucky if someone's like, oh, I'm going to make it super fancy. And then the next time I log in, they go, oh.
What I do? No, that's the whole thing I'm looking at. Is like, I know there's people that would do that. It's like I knew buddies whacking when you had the little graphic, draw the graphic on the cell phones to get into them. The Android phone, draw your graphic on there, your symbol. I had a few people that did that, and then they'd open it all the time. But then one day they'd forget, and for some reason they couldn't remember how to draw the graphic, and they had troubles getting into their phone.
Hemdian pointed out, if you cut a dragon in half, it won't live long. Fiery guts everywhere. Yeah. You know, I never thought of that. I accept the lack of halves being allowed now.
There you go.
Poor dragon. The last one I have is Like Computy. I actually liked this idea, and I even liked the 90s look they had going there. And this is a new one, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to get it going. I tried it in Elementor, Classic Editor, Gutenberg. It would not work. So because I wasn't able to get it up and going, I'm giving it a 1. It's a great idea. There's just a lack of follow through making it work.
Wah, 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 wah. Oh, well, maybe come back and visit it. Send an email to the developer and say, hey, look, something's wrong here. It's not working.
Yep.
And see if it comes back to life again later.
That'd be cool. I'd like to see it in action.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up all the plugins we've got for you there. Currently, we'd like to talk to you about listener feedback. We don't have any. Please send us listener feedback. Send us your thoughts. The good, the bad, the ugly. We take it all. Listener questions. Going to this spot here, too. But aside from that, we do like to talk about the contest. Absolutely. We still have another contest going. I know last week I said we were going to take a break, but somebody created a contest behind my back, and I obviously didn't communicate that I wanted to take a break from the contest for a couple of weeks. So we're on to another new contest this week. But before we get started on that, our contests are powered by Simple Giveaways, and this is a really great plugin to help your business with the Simple Giveaways plugin. Works very, very well. They're kind enough to provide us with the premium version of the plugin, so thanks a lot to those guys there. The jingle created by Steve Goodtime and Brant Matthews. Hey, a couple of great guys here who really helped us out by providing some of their talent to the show. And really greatly appreciate it. And we do like to thank Charlie for helping work with the contest. He's one of those people that donate time to the show. And this is where we talk about someone who's donating time. Without Charlie, we wouldn't have these contests because they take a lot of time to come together, create, reach out to the developers, get the licenses, write up the contest information, and then present it to you here. So thanks a lot, Charlie, for stepping up to the plate and helping us out with that. Other ways people want to commit time, we have the art gallery, which needs someone to take over and manage and make it even better than it is and help promote it to other artists out there. You know, so there's another thing. So thanks a lot. All right, on to last week's contest. The contest we were running for the last couple of weeks, there's the Starter Lifetime License for Advanced Database Cleaner Pro. The winner is Greg H. Congratulations, Greg, on winning the Starter Lifetime License for Advanced Database Cleaner Pro. Check your email for the instructions on how to claim the prize, and we'll get that out to you as soon as we can. All right, this week here, we are giving away a license for Codexer Deposits for WooCommerce Single Domain Lifetime License.
The long name.
Long name. Oops, and that link goes to the wrong spot. Let's try this again.
Uh-oh. I forgot a link, sorry.
Yep. Let's go into here and we'll go through here and check out the link here. This'll get us there. There we go. There it is, the Codexer plugin. And deposits for WooCommerce. So I haven't looked at this plugin. So it looks like it's a plugin that will allow you to take deposits on orders through your WooCommerce system. What this would be very nice for is to get someone to commit some money to what they're buying, and you can then collect the rest of it when you're ready to ship. So check out this plugin. Go check out all the stuff. I'll get more details on this plugin over the next week and see about how we can possibly review it for you. So anyway, we're giving away a single domain license valued, lifetime license valued at $179, although they're currently on sale for $99. So go check it out. And this is a really great plugin. Go enter the contest. If you've got a WooCommerce site and you want something to help it out, go enter the contest. Even if you don't have the site, maybe you can win the plugin and use it on a client site. You know, there's always benefits. So don't forget, go enter the contest. All right. And share it out to all your friends, family, enemies, those that love you, those that hate you. Give it to everybody. They all deserve a chance to win. Let's cover up a couple of quick things here before we head off into the Q&A segment with Amber. Okay, the plugins I covered up were Query Monitor, which I rated at 5, the Get a Quote for WordPress, which I rated at 5, and the Admin Graphic Password, which I rated at a 5.
And I covered recently viewed products from WooCommerce, which I rated at 5, Draft Website Builder, which I rated at 3, and, well, no, I changed it to 4, because I can't do 3.5.
Yep.
And Light Computy, which I gave an unfortunate 1.
Yeah, well, that happens. Not too often, yeah. But it happens. All right, there is a consideration for a meetup. We'll verify it in next week's episode, but we might have one for the Labor Day long weekend, September 4th, and it'll be held probably at the Oasis. So more information on the Oasis, go check out the roguestavern.com and find out all about the Oasis there. Also on Tuesday evenings, you don't get enough of Amber and I, come listen to us on Tuesday evenings, 8 o'clock at the roguestavern.com/live. All right, that wraps all of that stuff up. It is time now for...
It's question and answer time.
Wait, Amber.
And if anyone out there has any questions they'd like to have me ask, send them in to me at amber@wppro.ca, and I will get them answered to the best of my ability. Well, more like the best of Dad's ability.
Yeah, well.
So I've been learning SQL or SQL, and although learning the code is interesting, I was wondering, what would SQL's practical application be in the kind of work we do?
Okay. SQL, also often called MySQL or other SQL versions. There's several different PQSQL. There's several different versions of the SQL database system. But WordPress runs on MySQL.
It does. Okay.
Without MySQL, without the database, you have no WordPress. You have nothing without the database. All you have is a collection of PHP files. You don't even have HTML files in WordPress. They're all PHP files. And the PHP files are turned into the code, which sends commands over to the MySQL database, which requests from the database all the information. Everything you see in here, except for the graphics, is contained in the MySQL database. All the text, all the dates, all the links, everything is contained in the MySQL database. The only thing that's not in the database, and there are times when the images go in the database, but for the most part, the images are just links in the database, because the images are stored in a separate folder, in your uploads folder.
Okay.
So that's the practical application for what we do, is it? But if you can learn MySQL or SQL, you're going to be miles ahead of me, because I've never been able to wrap my head around the commands for SQL. And it is a very important thing. I usually have to go to a couple of pros I know when I need specific SQL commands written, because you do need SQL commands to do unusual and strange things. in WordPress. Okay. And so SQL is a damn good thing to learn and how to use it. And the practical application, it basically runs the internet now.
That is really good to know. Yeah, I've been learning like how the SQL reads, how to write the code, and but it didn't really tell me anything like that. It didn't tell me really what it was for, just how to search for things and how to delete things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, and with that goes usage of PHP MyAdmin, which is the admin area to go in and manage a WordPress database.
PHP admin?
Yeah, PHP MyAdmin. You'll see it in your cPanel.
Okay.
In your cPanel, there's a little button there that says PHP MyAdmin. That takes you to the PHP MySQL admin area for your databases, for managing your databases.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. My next question for you is, what does running scripts mean?
Okay.
I've heard that phrase a bunch, like, got to run some scripts, or I'm busy running scripts or something. But what does that mean?
It means they wrote up a piece of code to make their life easier. Basically, a script is, okay, let's put it in normal everyday things. If you've got to get up and you need a cup of coffee, you got to get up from your chair, go into the kitchen. Okay, you haven't made the coffee. Now you got to fill the coffee pot with water. You got to put coffee in the coffee pot or into the thing, pour the water in, push the button, turn it on, wait for it to drip out. You know, there's programmers are inherently lazy bastards. And it's been known that there's programmers that have managed to hook their coffee machine up to their computer, and they run a script and they push a button on their computer, which causes their coffee pot to run automatically.
Oh, that's awesome.
And produce the coffee, so all they have to get up is do is pour the cup of coffee. They don't have to actually turn the coffee machine on. They do have to make sure they put coffee in it. But there's, you know, programmers, there's some really crazy, and these are scripts. You know, it fires off a script. It's a set of instructions which tells things what to do. And basically, that's what scripts are. They're sets of instructions to tell something to do something, where it's 10 steps, but you write a script that contains all those 10 steps. Now you have to push a button, and it's one step for you. The machine takes over and does the other 10 steps, and it's all done.
Okay.
And that's what a script is, in plain, simple terms. I used to write scripts years and years ago, back when I was writing simple programming language. When I understood simple programming language, I wrote simple scripts. But the kind of programming language now requires advanced scripting. So, but that's what running scripts means, is I'm running something to do something. You can run a script, when you do, let's say, for instance, you're doing a scan of your website with WordFence, and you tell it to run the scan. Well, what that scan does is that scan just set off a script to go run through a whole bunch of commands looking for things. That's a script.
Okay, now I understand.
And Hemdian had a couple things on the MySQL. MySQL is a database engine, the default one used by WordPress. SQL is the language for accessing it. You can use SQL for custom blocks, for example. SQL is used in many places other than WordPress, so it can be very powerful. Yeah, SQL, if I remember correctly, SQL is used in the, what's that Microsoft database engine? God, I can't remember the name of it now. This is a very dangerous database engine. And I've done forgotten what it's called.
Don't worry, it'll come back to you at like 2 a.m. and wake you up.
No. No, we gotta find it now. Okay, I'm not gonna find it now. All right, well, screw it. I'll forget all about it. Anyway, they also run scripts. Also, scripts can be placed into
MS SQL Server.
Yes, MS SQL Server. Yes, I worked on one of those. Years ago, 20 years ago, I about lost my mind. with Excel, scripts can be placed, macro scripts can be placed in Excel. In fact, it's one of the greatest ways hackers are still using to hack into people's systems, is they send you get a file that's a Excel file, and people open it up like they're really stupid, and then it runs a script in the background which hacks your computer. So that's back to the scripts. That's more for the scripts. Oracle's the most massive database in the world. So.
So I have one more question, but it's got three parts to it. So I'll read them out, and then you can close us out.
Okay.
What are orphan items? What do orphan items do when left? And can orphan items be a good thing?
All right. That's some very excellent questions. And I'll let my girl take us on out of here, and we'll come back to those in a minute.
Reminders for
enjoy
the
my shot.
All show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa2z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa2z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.